Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Here are a couple stories people told online about how they have unique rules in their relationship that others might find weird.
All right.
Someone asked couples to share theirs, and here are some of the interesting or not ways that people are in relationships.
Hopefully interesting, and, right. Okay.
This couple says, we only fight naked. When things get heated, you have to strip down if you want to keep arguing.
Mm-hmm. Good luck long term with that.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
There's going to come a time where we're fighting about not having sex, and I am not going to be naked for that fight.
I don't even. I mean, to me, that's.
Thank you, Alex. I can see Alex laughing at us.
I'm not interested in finishing this conversation if you're going to be nude for it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into you naked.
Yeah, it sounds pretty hot, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, I guess that's one way for a lady to win the argument. Yes, right. You could have whatever you want. Let's go. By the way, someone wrote in and asked, you know how you were recounting or retelling the story from behind the shed?
Yeah.
Does Richard wait in line for his turn while that's happening? Is he in line or does he excuse
himself? Actually, that's just rude. That's just rude. Don't ask me that. Of course not. Don't be silly. That's not funny. That's just, but now poor Richard's like, oh man, I can't believe that that's the joke they're telling about me.
So he doesn't get in line?
No. There's no line, Vinny. I'm married to John.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, the texters needed to know
texters,
that.
You need to stop that. Stop having these imaginings about me and what goes on behind my shed. Poor Richard.
Poor Richard. I don't think he minds.
Probably not.
I mean, he's probably like, thank you, texter.
I might. I think that's a rude stopper. No, absolutely not.
Poor
Richard. Don't be ridiculous.
All the stuff I do for them? Yeah.
Let's go Lucky John, not poor Richard, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Lucky John.
Richard, I'm sure, has his own thing going on with somebody. I don't ask too many questions.
All right. Would it be okay if his wife came over and got behind the shed and then, you know...
So he's like, I would like to recreate you guys' moment with my own wife behind the shed.
Yeah, he does work there. I mean.
I feel like I'm on a need-to-know basis with that. I don't spend all kinds of time behind the shed, especially now.
The guy can build anything, though. He's probably built his own shed in his own
house. He's got his own shed, his own backyard. He probably has a whole sex palace at his house. I don't know.
Whoa.
Wow, Richard.
Do you have any unique rules in your relationship that people might find weird? Here's what some of the people said. Having all your big fights over text. It forces you to slow down and respond without blurting stuff out in anger. It also creates a paper trail so you can prove what someone did or didn't say.
Oh, people love that.
That is what we talked about, that commercial where they throw the red flag and then they're able to pull the video out and show someone what they said or what they didn't say. There's no question that one of the things that happens at my house is we have wildly different ideas of what's been said and what happened.
That it is true. And there's no way to really know who really said what or if you're actually misremembering it.
Actually, I'm usually like dead on correct. With
oh, really?
All of
are you?
Yeah, usually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean,
and she always has it wrong.
Yeah.
Wildly.
Duh.
Living in separate homes. This couple, this is how they
managed. Oh my God.
A couple bought a duplex instead of a house so they'd have their own space. All right.
If you can do it and that works for you, you just meet it for, you want to eat at my house tonight? You want to eat over mine? All right, I'm going to go home. I got to go use the bathroom.
Weird rules in relationships. On-demand makeout sessions. At any time, you can say, I need 30 seconds. And they have to give you 30 seconds of uninterrupted kissing. Yeah, that's fine until the girl finally says, I've had it with your demand for making out.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty continuous demand. Because the guy's always hoping that you're warmed up now.
Right.
My brother and his wife had a rule I think it was called Take 5 or Take 10.
Is this Deb?
Deb and John.
Deb and John. Right, we know that.
So if they got into it, if they started to fight, they would say, Take 5 or whatever it was, Take 10, and they would have to separate for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And then they could come back. And he said so many times something else came up or what, it just went away. I was like, well, that's one way to not deal with stuff.
Yeah. Well, an escalation and anger, things are said. And things said in anger often are digs you really are like, that's going to stay with me. Thanks a lot.
So if you separate and think about it for 5 minutes or something else gets in the way, you can come back and kind of have a prepared argument and hear each other out.
These are couples rules. Mid-argument, I love yous. If you need to storm out of a room, you have to say I love you first. All right. I mean,
what if I don't at that moment? I don't love you. See you soon.
You know what's weird is this fighting etiquette. It seems like fights usually, like, I don't have a lot of them, but when they happen, they come out of that moment, and there isn't a lot of, you know what we should do? We should have rules for how we, like, that seems like you must fight a lot, right?
To have set up ground rules for it. Yes, I agree with that. That's interesting.
Do you and Anita argue?
Sure. It's not
she
often,
seems
though.
Very reserved, though, or at least to me, or at
she
least
is very
publicly.
Reserved.
So I'm
she's
so,
very
I,
reserved.
Mm-hmm. I would have trouble imagining her letting you have it.
Oh, she does, but it's not like in a violent or it's usually
she doesn't scream at you.
She's almost always right. That's the thing. That's so I'm just like, yeah. You got the clap.
Well done, sir.
Really,
it's true, though.
You're going to get your Friday afternoon special.
It's very true.
To
I'm not
comment.
Trying to
good
say
job.
That. That's, yeah.
If you really wanted the Friday afternoon special, you would have said, she's always right.
Oh, stop
well,
it.
She's not, but you know, she's usually almost you're, always right.
You're burying yourself here. I'm trying to help you.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.